The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We'll start with the toe sucker.
That's what I thought.
Can I just say, before you say anything about this toe sucker?
Sure, yes, go ahead.
If I get into sucking toes, I hope I have higher toe standards than some of these guys.
I think you just, like we've said before, the upskirt people, it's not about who
it's attached
to.
I guess that's why I can't ever really get into it.
It's about the fetish. You don't care who those toes belong to.
I can't even imagine
what body they're on.
I'd have to find you so hot. I mean, I don't know
to
how hot.
To want to suck your toes?
I don't know how hot you'd have to be.
I agree.
To me, the thought of it. Probably would suck Margot Robbie's toes.
Yes. 100%. She was like,
do it.
I know that would be.
If it was make or break it.
You would do anything, I know.
If it was make or break it.
Yeah.
Get those toes in there. This little piggy.
Come on. Well, she's special. She's like different.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
But so that's the thing. That's the kind of like shoot for the stars toe suckers. That's what I'm saying. Like what they do is they find some old lady.
What matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's as we've said before about these weird perverts and these weird fetishes. Not that toe sucking is super crazy, but it sometimes doesn't matter who the toe's attached to. It just matters that you can get those toes in your mouth.
I'd be thrilled to death if Margot Robbie had a toe thing, because then generally that means like the toe thing gets them to where they need to go.
Yeah,
then it's easy peasy. You actually can please Margot Robbie.
Saw her feet in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you see that movie yet?
No, I saw
her feet are disgustingly filthy. If she put them puppies up on the table and said, suck them, Dave.
Oh.
You know, I'll tell you what.
There's dudes that are into dirty feet, though.
Oh, yeah. I would think that with the fetish part of it, it would be the dirtier, the better, the smelliest.
I'll be honest. If she put that ugly, gross, dirty, I'm getting out the scrub brush.
Oh, I'm cleaning it first. I'd have to clean it first.
I'd clean them up.
Yeah, let's look,
look it up.
Look it up.
I'd be getting between them toes.
They're all over that movie. Maybe you can watch it on the plane because he's
obsessed with feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino's got a foot fetish.
Maybe I can. That's smart.
I mean, watch it.
We're flying together. Real dirty in that.
Look, Chuck.
They're filthy.
That's gross, but look at her. I know she's beautiful, but look at them feet. They're all like Quentin's Tarantino. I say it wrong all the time, but he's got a fetish. Even
definitely.
Leonardo DiCaprio's feet are dirty. That other hippie chick that was in the car, her feet are dirty.
The whole movie had dirty feet. Like every single person in the movie had dirty feet.
Something weird about he was like, I want everyone to have dirty feet. It's like artsy fartsy.
Yeah.
The thing about her, she was just on that chicken wing thing, and she's just so cool.
Yes, I watched
like
that
she's so cool, like down cool to chick. Earth.
Yeah,
holy cow.
Yeah,
like you'd never think someone that hot.
No,
you'd love
could
to bang
be
her.
The could be the way that she is. You know,
yeah. But I mean, if someone puts those feet up in front of you, God,
that would be tough. It would be tough. But let's get to the story here.
I'd go to the front. I'll be honest.
The front of the foot.
I'd go to where the
you don't want the bottom.
No,
they want their toes in your mouth.
Yeah.
They want you to give them
whatever she wants.
Yeah.
This hospital worker at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers arrested, accused of sucking on an old broad's toes. She was a patient there.
Mm. Oh no!
But believe it or not, he spoke to the news.
He did.
He spoke to the news.
The sucker
balls to speak to the news about
sucking on dirty old
babies.
We're gonna do like a sit down interview, Don't bother blurring my face.
Yeah, just put me on.
Here's the story from NBC2 in Fort Myers. Take a listen.
It makes me look crazy or like creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude.
New at 11, the man accused of sucking a hospital patient's toes is speaking to NBC2. It is 23-year-old France Belderin. He says the nasty accusation is false, but it cost him his job and even a night in jail.
He talked to NBC2's Nestor Montoya because he wanted to set the record straight.
Belderin has actually been working with hospital patients for 4 years. He says
an incident involving his own cell phone somehow escalated to this heinous accusation. The 23-year-old denied sucking the woman's toes and says, no offense to her, he wouldn't have wanted to anyway.
I kind of believe this.
She's afraid, and we're in the dark. It's a dark room. It's a dark room with a dark male at the foot of her bed. Don't know what she's like. I can understand. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to do that with you. For what?
Fired and sent to jail after a patient accused him of sucking her toes.
When the security came and got me, like, I was like, what's going on? And they're like, just come with me.
France Belderin says Monday night, while working as a sitter at Gulf Coast Hospital, a mishap with his phone led to a massive misunderstanding.
If I offended her in any way, I mean, I apologize.
He says he dropped the phone under the patient's bed, but ended up touching the patient while getting it.
My hand's on the bed. Yes, it's close to her, but I'm reaching to get my phone.
According to his arrest report, the patient at first thought it was a nurse, but then felt wet in between her toes. That's when she told deputies she saw Belderin on his knees, bending over her feet.
It makes me look crazy or, like, creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude.
The 23-year-old says the incident cost him his job and reputation. Belderin says he's innocent and hopes to clear the air before his life is ruined.
And I know there's other opportunities, but there won't be if I get hit with this felony.
And Lee Health did release a statement saying they're cooperating with law enforcement, but they couldn't comment further because this case is still under investigation. I'm in the studio.
So the old broad, in case you missed it, she said she felt her right foot being touched about 11 o'clock at night. She assumed it was a nurse checking for swelling until they were touched again. And then a third time, that's when something wet was between their toes.
Oh, man.
And she says when she looked up, she saw this guy on his knees with his head over her foot.
How old is this lady? They have any details about
they
her?
They just say over 65.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, but it could be 87. And then you don't know whose mind's gone. I would just say this. No one on earth would normally go on the news. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that he chose to go on the news.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird. How do you prove anything, you know?
Well, it's just, you know, you can't.
You can't. I mean.
And like in Florida, he's guilty no matter what. I mean, they just instantly say he's guilty in Florida.
Right.
I don't know. It's it could be I like, oh, God, that's bad. I got busted. I better try and.
What do you got to do? You got to take her feet to court.
Yeah, but you know, like,
when, be like, look at that. You think,
you know, when people are lying and it's just.
He seemed legit. I'll say
he
that.
He did.
He's well-spoken dude. He seemed legit. He seemed like he was. He couldn't believe what was happening to him.
He was like, he's worried people are going to think he likes to suck on old
broads' toes.
Yeah, he's like, I can't. He's 23.
He's like, I can't. I would never suck on some old lady's toes.
That's crazy. Like, that's nuts.
Oh, man.
Did he say something like that?
Yeah, he was like,
no offense. Like, no offense, lady, but that's gross. Yeah. That's, you gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. That's a tough go.
Now,
if he didn't do it, I feel horrible for him.
I do too.
If it was like a huge time. Misunderstanding.
But how it's her
if
word
he
against
did do
his.
It, I feel horrible for her.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So that's the dilemma. That's and there's dilemma. No cameras in hospital rooms. Mm, it's nope. Really his word against hers.
Yep.
And it was dark in the room and she, I mean, what she thought was wet could have simply been his cold finger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he admits he put his hand there to go underneath to get his phone.
Yeah.
She didn't actually see him sucking.
No. No.
He's just like, black guy! Black man! Oh!
And then everyone else is like, they got him.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
But again, you don't know.
You don't know.
But yeah, it just seems like they arrested him right away without even.
Oh, my God. Yep.
He did what, ma'am? He bothered you? Can I cut my mouth?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So I really don't know how you get to the bottom of that unless the old broad says, well, maybe he didn't. You know, unless she comes to her senses.
The only thing that's a little fishy about it is like if she is with it
and is like, there was one touch, and then there was like two touches, and then there was the third touch. I mean, because if I just touched anyone mm-hmm. by mistake, I'd be like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, an old broad's toes in a whoa. Hospital bed?
I know that if, so my grandma, was in, if she was in the hospital at 90 and she said something like this.
You would 100% say that
I
they
would believe
did it.
Her.
Yeah.
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 BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
100%. People are wondering what he was doing in the room. He was, it's a double room.
He was a sitter.
Yeah,
right?
He was a sitter. The other person in the room with her is considered a flight risk. So his job basically is just to sit there and make sure they don't leave.
Yeah.
That's his job. He just sits right. in the room all night and make sure the other person doesn't
boring
leave.
Boring as hell. You know you're on your phone.
Yeah. Totally boring.
I also feel like you got to be vetted a little bit to even do that.
Right? I would hope so.
You know?
Wouldn't want
well, just...
The guy,
would he have waited
there.
4 years to Ooh. Suck an old lady's toes? Or would he have done it a long time ago?
Yeah.
I feel like the lady's toes were grazed accidentally, and she really thinks that this happened.
Yeah.
It's rare that a toe sucker case would make the news, and we'd side with the toe sucker, but I think we're all on his side
I'm
right now.
Starting to, like, I feel like he's shooting
I'm
straight,
not on anyone's side, because I really don't know.
Someone's made a great point. Couldn't they have swabbed her toes instantly for his saliva?
Yeah. And
well, they
DNA.
Would have had to do that.
Yeah.
Right away.
So, but they didn't, I'm sure.
No, I think that it was, they took the old lady's side right away.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
Yeah. Okay. She wasn't his patient. She wasn't the flight risk. It was the other patient in the room. So he wasn't working looking over her. She said that he did, after the toe sucking, he peeked behind the curtain and asked her if everything was all right. And that's when she called for assistance. And that's when a nurse asked what happened, and that's when this old broad said that, oh, he sucked my toes.
I guess you'd have to talk to maybe some girls he's been with. Because if it turns out, like, his thing is toes...
Then that changes some stuff. Yeah. That's a funny...
Have you been with this man, and did he like sucking your toes?
Yeah.
That's a weird police investigation.
But listen, so I get accused of sucking an old lady's toes. I'd bring in every single person I've ever been with.
Oh, me too.
And I'd be like, did I ever, in my lifetime, suck on your toes? Did I? And they'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
We're like, bring another one.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'd have everybody.
You'd have to try and set the record straight for yourself.
He has, like, social media, and it's all toes, and we know.
Toes! That's another good.
I'm sure he removed all of his toe stuff.
If he did have, if he's smart, he seems smart.
Like his profile pic on Instagram's toes.
Yeah, like, what is his like, username?
Toes.
I love
sucker.
Toes.
Toe sucker.
No, I don't know if he has, Oh,
and that's his. He's got a real, like, France Belderin is a real, you know,
very unique name.
Is that him?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really look like him. Oh wait, that's Lee Acres, Florida. It's got to be him.
Yeah, it's him.
That's him.
It's okay.
Let's go through his.
Oh God, damn it! I just can't stand.
Let's see. I'll look him up on, see if he has any toe pictures on his Facebook profile.
We just need a Facebook profile just to be able to see. Mm-hmm. Be like just
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I know.
I never do it.
It's just crazy.
He's been to a lot of different universities in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Well, so he did graduate from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, currently lives in Naples.
The easiest thing to do.
No.
I'm looking through all of his pictures right now.
And his life's virtually ruined if it's just some lady, hey, was sucking on my toes.
I don't see a single toe.
No toes, no feet.
No toe, no feet.
Do you know Belderin Danger? Has he ever sucked your toes?
He has photoshopped himself in front of a really nice house.
Mm. Okay.
Someone's pretending that's his.
Yeah.
But that's different.
He photoshopped himself.
He photoshopped. He's like almost as tall as the house.
What's going on with you, Belder?
I did find a pair of picture of Converse shoes.
Yeah, but that's not
on there, but that doesn't mean anything.
I think we have his name mixed up too. It's France Belderin. Well, Belderin's his last name.
Yeah,
he just calls himself.
Yeah, but this is him. This is the guy from Naples, France Belderin. Yeah, he just put his last name first, too. His name's on there twice.
And also Danger. He added Danger.
Yeah. He put Danger right
but
in
But he
there.
Lives in Naples, Lehigh Acres.
If he's licking old lady toes, he is dangerous. But I don't know, man. It sucks that his whole life could be ruined.
Has he posted anything about this? Does he have any posts that are like, I don't suck toes?
No, nothing. In fact, he hasn't posted in like almost a year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
It's just weird. Like, I get it, Lise. You know, like, if you have someone, you know, you got a very elderly grandma and she says this, you're like.
It's like, where do you come up with that? As you know, like.
Right.
I
think.
Dude, I think he might have worked his way here from Haiti.
He might have.
So he was at
Notre Dame. His hometown is Haiti. Well, his hometown is Haiti.
Class of 2015 and man, I don't know.
What is his likes?
But he went to Notre Dame. What did he graduate in? What was his degree? If he's a sitter at the hospital,
doesn't say. I hope it's not toes. What's going on with you, Franz?
I don't know.
Belderin.
Anyway, can't get to the bottom of that.
We've seen some toe people go on the news, like
the
Toledo toe guy went on the news.
And he sure did.
You know?
Is he still doing that?
On the news and he was like, yeah, they wanted me to do that to
their
toes.
His defense was different. He said that they all liked it.
Right.
Yeah. This guy thinks that he was trying to say that on record that the lady's feet were gross to him.
I just feel like if he was making a story up, we would have been able to see right through him.
Yeah, I felt honesty from him. Yeah. But I'm not. Who knows? People can seem honest and then they're lying to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, if he is telling the truth, it sucks for him because I feel like it's going to be real hard to prove that he didn't suck that old broad's toes.
It's a felony.
No, it's hard to prove.
Yeah, a felony.
Well, it's a felony because it's a crime against an elderly person, right?
But this is how.
A battery.
A poor black kid gets to go to jail for who knows how long.
And then have a felony record.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's battery on a person over 65. Bad charge. You don't want it. Don't suck old broad's toes just in case.
Don't even go near him, I guess.
That's it. But that was his job was to sit
in
that room.
You can't.
You drop your phone, you got to call someone else in the room to get it.
Yep. Call somebody in there.
All right, in other news, I definitely don't believe this guy, though. When people are being patted down after a stop and officers find illegal substances on them or in their vehicle, they often say, oh, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Right. This happened in Wyandotte, Michigan. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon the other day, police noticed a 39-year-old Wyandotte man traveling on his bike.
They noticed him.
Going in the wrong direction on 4th Street. He was traveling south in the northbound lanes, causing several vehicles to brake abruptly. He continued going south, then rode onto another street.
Aren't you supposed to go against traffic?
On that kind of a road? I don't know.
I can't remember all my bike laws, but I feel like you are supposed to go. It's not the way you think.
Road?
It's not so like that they can see you coming right at them, right? Yeah. Like, I thought you're supposed to do that. You don't want to.
I thought it was something like that, too, but
And they knew something was up with this guy, I guess.
Yeah, they just needed a reason to pull him over.
When they stopped him.
Let's be real honest here.
When they stopped him, he identified himself and agreed to a pat-down search for weapons. During the search, an officer felt a small object inside the front of his pants. That's not what you want to hear.
No.
They pat you down.
We found a small object
in the front of your pants.
Feels like an acorn. Or
I don't know. It's a little grape.
The officer said, what's that? And he said, I don't know. Inside the pocket, they found fentanyl. And he said, you know what? These aren't my pants. I borrowed them from my cousin today. That's got to be his. It did test positive for fentanyl and heroin. The officer removed the package. They arrested him for possession of both, which is a felony. They also found $311 in cash in his possession.
Shoot.
That on that documentary they have on Netflix, they were showing like
the amount of
fentanyl that will kill you.
Yeah, it's like they had a penny, and it looked like just like you had bitten into a cookie or something, and a little crumb had fallen.
Yeah, a little crumb fell on top of a penny.
Tiny, tiny
bit. And they were like, that'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, that right there is enough to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Other news this morning. A Florida woman is suspected of utilizing an unusual method to help steal items from a dollar store. She clogged up their toilet to cause a distraction.
Yeah.
The shoplifter clogged the toilets at the Family Dollar store to distract employees as she ran out the door with over $400 worth of merchandise. Wow, that's like 400 items.
Yeah, I was going to say, she had a giant sack.
She loaded up laundry bins.
Oh, okay, there you go.
With $400 worth of items before going into the bathroom and clogging the toilets. Then she ran out like, your toilets are clogged, they're overflowing. They all ran back to check. She ditched the place, took the stolen items to a nearby CVS, hid them in a trash can, and went to talk to someone in an SUV.
She's like a squirrel.
She's weird.
They won't make a movie out of this one, the dollar store heist.
Operation.
Very exciting.
It's not a school.
No.
Operation Crap. Not Ocean's 11.
Yeah, no. Ocean's 1.
Ocean's Dollar.
Yeah.
Not as interesting.
So cops drove by. They didn't notice anything suspicious. But when they went by the second time, they noticed the woman trying to take stolen items out of the trash can. So she played it cool for a little bit, but not long enough. Just like, I'm just standing talking. I didn't do nothing.
It's a dynamite plan that she had. Distraction, smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You flee.
Toilets.
Hide the stuff in a garbage can.
Had everything you need.
For dollar stores.
I have to go to dollar stores more than I would ever want to.
Uh-huh.
And
could you imagine doing a heist?
I can't imagine collecting 400 items. Like, I'll walk through that whole place and I'll be like, maybe that egg beater.
Gotta hit the candy aisle.
You know,
that's where the real treasures are.
I know, but
they're old.
There's a reason they didn't sell.
Nearly expired.
Better eat them today.
Yeah.
A little harder than you'd think.
Yeah, I'm very cautious about my dollar store purchases.
Yeah.
I believe they're either laced with lead.
Yeah, something's up, right?
Like, Stella will find stuff in there. She's on a mission. She's finding, but I'm like, what am I getting? What would I get?
Like, there's some, like, toys and stuff in there, I think, that are cool for, like, kids or whatever, but, there's something up with where are they getting that stuff?
But, they were able to arrest this woman.
Got her all 400 of her
dollar store toilet heist.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A listener discovered something real creepy in a client's basement when he was installing a furnace the other day. What was it? We really want to know, though, from you. What do you have hidden in your basement?
Jesus.
What do you have hidden in your basement?
Promise you won't tell.
We promise we won't tell.
Yeah.
No matter how Buffalo Billish it is.
Yep.
1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can be anonymous. If you must, you can ask for voice-changing technology.
Yeah, I think
you can also text us at 46969. Smart. What do you have hidden in your basement? So this guy said, installing a furnace at a client's house the other day, guys. Walk into the basement, not knowing which way to go to get to the furnace. I just went into the first open doorway. Well, that was a full-blown sex dungeon. It had concrete floors, giant metal hooks hanging from the ceiling, a leather bed with straps, a giant crucifix with wrist straps, wall of chains, and a bed of nails.
Bed of nails. That's advanced.
The guy lived by himself, looked and dressed like Mr. Rogers, and the rest of the house looked like it hadn't been touched since the 70s.
Mr. Rogers has a bed of nails.
Yeah.
Seems like you found my sex dungeon.
That's crazy.
It's a beautiful day in my base.
man.
Oh, no, it's not.
Beautiful day to be hog-tied.
See.
Won't you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my sex life?
That is disturbing. Childhood ruined. He said, I found the whole thing totally creepy, and truly it was more like a murder torture dungeon than a sex dungeon. But why would he leave a door to a room like that open when he knew there was going to be strangers in his basement doing work?
Some guys, like, want you to see their things.
You freaked out.
You know what I mean? Hope you're not scared.
That's deliberate.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. No.
Left the door wide open.
Looks like somebody's full of surprises. And that's me. Mm-hmm.
You think that he does that in the odd chance that person's like, hey, cool room.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
Let me
I
show
think
you
there's.
How everything works.
Yeah. Want to go lay down on the bed of nails?
Oh, my God. I'd see a bed of nails, though. Mm. Come on.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the bottom for that.
I feel like I just go right through that. Like, I'm not.
It's all about weight placement.
It's all about weight placement, but I feel like I still have too much.
I think that's if I laid down on a bed of nails, I would then would be impaled by all these
nails.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question is, what do you have hidden in your basement?
What you got down there?
Mr. Rogers wants to know. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, we just bought a house 2 months ago, built in the 50s, has a storage area under the stairs that we call the Harry Potter room. My four-year-old came upstairs the other day with a book that was about killer vampires. The book was from the early 90s. She said she found it under the stairs in the basement. Her dad and I are both weirded out.
Hmm. Well, I mean, kids will tend to hide under the stairs, and
a book about killer vampires from the 90s isn't as scary as like an ancient text from 1412.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about my vampires.
Yeah.
This one, in my basement, I have hidden a real life panic room. I started building it after I had a break in. It has enough supplies to last 8 months and enough room for my whole family.
Huh.
How many people do you think have panic rooms? I know one person that does.
Really? I think it's a newer thing. And like I said, I think if I was to build my own place now, I think I'd have one. I'd have some kind of underground.
You would, really?
Lockable. Yeah, because the end's coming. So we should be ready.
Yeah. I just hope the initial whatever it is takes me out.
Yeah.
This one says we have a Sibian room hidden in our basement.
Mm, oh, look out.
Which, that's the machines that F you? Is that what that
it
is?
It's like a vibrating.
It's the most powerful vibrating device, I believe, that you can own.
Chicks freak out on it.
It's like black, and it looks like a horse's saddle, almost, and you sit on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Someone says, we have machines and cameras in there. She pays the mortgage with streaming.
Mm. Oh,
they
wow.
Have like a cam show going with in the Sibian room in the basement.
Oh.
What about you? What do you have hidden in your basement you can tell us about? 1-855-954-6969. Anonymous is next. Hey, Anonymous, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Penis.
Penis.
Went to a customer's house, can't say what I do, but within 10 minutes, the guy could not wait to show us his grow room with hundreds of plants.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
He's proud.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah, but that proud or not, you never know who that person is or if they're going to report you. Why would you show them your grow room?
Yeah, it's not really. Smart. He's not the smartest because, I mean, not only you got the cop issue, but then people rob you.
Oh, yeah. Like once I find out that you've got all that stuff, I need some lights.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that in their basement, though. According to the text messages, a lot of people have hidden in their basement their grow rooms.
Yeah.
Someone said, my fiance and I bought a house last summer going through the storage room. We found a box with porn pics of the previous couple and tapes labeled us.
Oh,
I wonder how
those.
They wonder how they were.
No, they didn't say. How do you forget your homemade
right,
porn
it seems
stash?
Like you would pack that up first.
Unless they were so, like, maybe it was they were in their, you know, their 70s now.
They just
and they did
forget.
This in their 50s.
You
they
know,
forgot.
Listen, I put my car keys down sometimes and I don't know where they are, you know.
Your box of porn.
Have you ever hid something where you're like, I have to hide this in a good spot?
Oh, all the time. I
and then you're like, oh my God, that spot was so good. I have
like,
no idea.
I'll hide stuff from the kids, you know, like chocolate or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, we needed that chocolate. Where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course, maybe you do that with your porn.
Where is our anal torture videos?
I don't know where I put them, I'll be honest.
We left them. One's just called Us.
Yeah. This person says, I have a 39-year-old virgin hidden in my basement. He's incredibly socially awkward and never leaves unless it's to go to work. Oh, he's like, there's some.
I'm not hidden, guys. Come up for breakfast every morning. You see me.
Hey, Mom. Mom, can you make me some grilled cheese? Can you make me some grilled cheese? Can you cut me the fork? And can you put some ketchup on the side? Two sandwiches, please. Yeah, put both of them in the force.
Love how polite he is.
Thanks, Mom. It's your mom milk, too. I need some milk.
How old is he?
39.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Well, you're virgin at 39. I mean, if he had any friends, they would have taken care of that for him.
Yeah, just me and my video games. Just living a life. A lot of lotion.
Patrick.
Very lotion-y.
Hi, Patrick. So how soft. Are you?
Soft skin.
Patrick. Patrick. Okay. Apparently, in his buddy's basement, they found a room with a bunch of padlocks on the outside of it.
Mm.
They would lock something in
there. Something.
It's not a good scene.
That's not.
No, it's not.
Locks on the outside of a door. What are they doing?
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
Someone said, I have a, in my basement hidden, a collection of blow-up dolls.
Oh, no.
That is sadness.
A collection of.
No.
It's pure sadness. Like, which blow-up doll do I want tonight?
One's not enough, I guess.
Is he going to move for the grandma model? Or the young chick model? Or the Justin Bieber model? He's got his pet.
There's a lot of that.
What is this?
Blow-up doll gangbang.
In my basement, I have $30,000 worth of new MJs from 1996 till now. What's an MJ? Besides Michael Jackson.
Jordans, maybe? Michael Jordan shoes?
Oh, is it it? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
This one, hidden in my basement, anime porn, 8 full body pillows with openings.
Oh, no. Bang pillows?
Don't do that.
That's
to that
what they are.
Openings.
Bought a house, remodeling the basement, found bra, panties, and a necklace in the ceiling. Also up there, a key to a cheap motel. The porno mags found up there date this stuff to the mid-70s.
Twas the time of Quaaludes! And hairy, sweaty sex!
That, or it was more dark-sided.
Yeah,
who knows? And someone's necklace?
Oh.
It was wild. I killed a hooker.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
That's what I went to.
I feel like if you killed somebody, though, unless you died... But if you killed somebody and you had some stuff hidden and you were going to move, you wouldn't leave it, right? But if I died.
Yeah.
Or again, it was from the 70s.
Where's all that stuff that could get me convicted of murder?
Exactly.
This one, when my great uncle died, we went to go clean his house. He had a casket freezer filled with raw deer meat to the brim. You can imagine how much fun that was to empty out.
Jesus.
I hid my homeless boyfriend in the basement for 2 weeks in a closet. My parents didn't like him at the time, so he had to piss and poo in a bucket.
Oh,
gosh, man. A homeless boyfriend.
You really must like him.
That's not going to go over well with the family. Here's my homeless boyfriend.
What's your boyfriend do? Oh, he's homeless.
Oh, wow. Really aiming high.
Unless his parents kicked him out or something.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But the bucket stuff gets...
Yeah.
It's hard to set the mood with your lady.
Let's go to voice-changing technology, Anonymous. What do you have hidden in your basement, Anonymous?
Well, it looks kind of like the Walter White Lab, as my kids have said.
Walter White Lab?
What is it really?
Well, you know what? I'm a medical cannabis patient, and I just kind of make my own stuff, but I've got my crock pot set up. I've got all my little... vials, my little beakers, my little everything. Usually it's locked up, but the door's been open a couple times and they've kind of seen in and busted me on occasion of what are you making down there? And, oh, no, just making the medicine, you know, but hopefully they don't ever say anything to anyone.
Yeah, you need to warn them not to say anything to anyone about your Walter White
room. I feel like if I am making and, like, pressing weed into butter or whatever and my kids could see it, I'd have to say something to them. I have to be like, hey, listen, the majority of people would be very against this, you know, so you can't, you almost have to let them in. So that they don't say something.
I think you do. You know? I think you do. It's got to be careful with it, but I think you do. What's the crock pot for?
Probably
warming
butter.
Warming the butter.
Butter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one, I have money hidden in my basement. It is from a previous life. My wife has no idea about it.
Huh. A previous life?
What does that mean?
I don't know. You know what that means. That means he did some stuff back in the day that was pretty bad.
Acquired of the cash.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A previous life.
Yeah.
I walked away from those times.
Yep.
Yeah, what was he up to? Huh?
Drugs.
Drugs, probably.
Yeah.
Kim, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak on a regular line here. What do you have hidden in your basement? Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi. We were remodeling a house a couple weeks ago and tore out some walls, and we found a pirate flag, a couple condoms, and a pair of thong panties. And yesterday, tore out another wall and found more condoms, an old dusty VHS porno, and a rolled up $1 bill.
You bought the home of a pirate hooker.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious.
A pirate flag.
Are you guys going to watch the porno? Like, is it like a, is it a homemade porno, or is it like a...
It was something with a sticker on it, so I'm guessing it was from like a store, you know, like a bought porno.
But all right.
We have flown the pirate flag at parties recently, so...
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I hope you washed it, because...
I hope you washed it, too.
Where's all that stuff from our pirate coke-fueled orgy?
I threw it in the walls.
Oh.
I just filled the walls full of it.
Jesus.
Somebody put that out there on purpose.
Yeah.
Just to be funny, I think.
I guess you never know.
They could have been hiding it, or they could have done it for the next people to find it. Someone said did work in an old guy's basement. He had a bunch of World War II German war memorabilia in a secret room. I don't know if he was a collector or a secret Nazi.
Oh, that's crazy. I know a lot of those old guys, they'd find like German helmets and stuff, and they'd bring them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, they took them. I had like second cousin, uncle type situations where they had come back. I know my grandfather came back from World War II, but he was wounded severely, so he never got to grab anything. But like the guys that were like not wounded, they all had stuff. Guns and
like pith helmets and stuff.
All sorts of stuff. All sorts of things.
Zach from Marshfield, Massachusetts, what do you have hidden in your basement? Hey, Zach.
So yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, so I was working at a for a demolition crew, and we had to demo the Quincy YMCA. And I had to bring some water pumps down to the basement to dewater the you know, the basement, to get down there and do whatever we had to do, bring out asbestos and all that. And it was straight out of a horror movie. There was water up to my knees. It was like that retro green paint on the walls. And as you went further down, there was these dirt rooms where there was, I don't know, vandals were down there and drawing things on the walls, but it looked like something out of a horror flick, man.
Mm. That is... Well, you don't want to see that stuff. The basement of a YMCA.
Oh, jeez.
Come on now.
I bet
some stuff happened there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those walls have seen things.
Yeah. This one, my wife and I hid a rubber vibrating dong ring in the basement so the kids wouldn't find it. But now we can't remember where we hid it.
Oh, man.
Someone's going to find a vibrating surprise one day.
Look at this cool bracelet. Cool vibrating bracelet. Cool vibrating with super punch.
You don't want your kids coming upstairs with that on.
In their mouth or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This one, as an officer, I searched a house that had what appeared to be a torture room.
Mm-hmm.
There was a chair bolted to the floor with security straps. Oh. The walls were plastered with pretty hardcore S&M bondage porn with sadistic writing on them, followed by 9/11 conspiracies written on the walls. Oh, my God. That scene that they just described is like something out of a horror movie.
Yep.
Jesus.
What do you got there, Bill? Is that a chair bolted to the floor?
It sure is.
Jesus. This one, I clean houses. In a house I cleaned, there was a small room about the size of the pantry full of thousands of prescription medications. Everything from Motrin 800 to antibiotics to cancer meds. Now, this customer was not a doctor or a pharmacist, nor was she sick. It was super weird. I just didn't keep them as a customer for very long after that.
Hmm.
Sounds to me like they were like some form of hookup. Hmm. Probably getting meds from a different country.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But has like a stocked in-home pharmacy?
That's exactly what you want to find when the zombies come.
That's what you need. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Medicine.
Yeah.
So obviously there's been a bunch of shady people coming to the house to buy stuff. But if you're having a cleaner, don't you put that room on lockdown?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that locked
up? Yeah. Yeah.
How does that person have access? Russ from Boston, talking about what you have hidden in your basement.
Hey, it wasn't in my basement. It was actually at my buddy's uncle's house. He had just passed away. So we were there kind of cleaning up, and we found a human skull.
What?
Oh, geez.
What?
It seemed like, he did a lot of traveling later on in his life. He did a lot of stuff down in South America and over in Europe and stuff. So, if it was fake, it was probably one of the better fakes I've ever seen, but it looked pretty realistic.
Huh. That is not something you want to find, a human skull.
Well, this is my Cedar Point t-shirt. And that is from when I climbed that mountain. You remember that? Oh, that's my human skull.
Oh, yes.
From when I murdered a man.
I think that an actual real skull is like a lot of money.
So you don't think it was real?
No, I think it probably was real. If you went to South America,
probably get it
there's
cheaper.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
In my buddy's basement, we found his mom's sex swing in a box labeled Love Swing.
Mom.
So that's super. I know you want to be organized, but you can't label it
something else.
Yes. Yeah.
Zach from Brockton, Massachusetts. What do you have hidden in your basement?
Yeah, it actually wasn't the basement. My uncle was living in the attic for a while, and he's a real weird type of comic-loving guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And we ripped walls down, and we were renovating the attic, and we found when chat rooms first came out, he printed out all these chat reviews and whatnot, and he's got a real Disney fetish, apparently. He was pretending to be Tigger and whatnot, and he was like, when I meet you, Tigger's gonna pounce all in that thing, and Eeyore, when you're gonna come over and let me hit that and pin the tail on you.
My goodness.
Oh my lord, your attic uncle is crazy. Oh, yeah. He thinks he's Tigger.
Yeah.
He's got a real Winnie the Pooh fetish,
Ooh, I don't know if there's a worse, maybe only Peter Pan.
It's bad. Both are bad.
Tigger's bad.
Yeah.
Tigger is bad. Chris from Toledo.
Hey, small penis, guys.
Yes.
To you as well. What do you have hidden in your basement?
Well, I used to work in the hospital business. We had to move a pallet from one side of the hospital to the other, but we had to go through the basement since it was so big, and we had to go in one of those old elevators that when you close the door, they have that flashy light like the scary movies. And, when we get out, we look over to our right, and they had an old gun range down there back from when the police academy used to be. They built over the old police academy for this hospital, so back in the 20s.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little something different.
Yeah, for sure. And one more here. Mission trip to Detroit, going through an abandoned house, found a pentagram drawn on the floor in what looked like blood, with candles still lit around it.
Oh, boy, that's a fresh one.
You run for your life, right? You run for your life.
Yeah.
That's my Satan setup.
Get out of there.
The candles are still lit?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.